What's your name?
My name is Lee Nicol.
And where do you work,
Lee? I work for the Citizens Advice Bureau in Kingston.
What sort of work does Citizens Advice Bureau do?
We provide information and advice to the residents of Kingston Borough. The advice is free and confidential and impartial. And we also do some campaign work and try to change policies that are negatively affecting people's lives.
But when you say you provide a service, what sort of service might that be?
We provide advice on a wide range of topics, including benefits, debt, employment, housing advice, family advice, and on legal systems. We give advice over the telephone, we do face-to-face, we also work on outreaches across the borough and with partners in Kingston Borough as well.
So as a charity, you do a sort of wide range of issues, but and then you must come across a wide range of clients as well?
At the Bureau, we come across people from all backgrounds, all levels of income and social mobility, and of all ages.
And do you find that as a charity, you have to cater to all those different needs? Do you have to do something special to cater to all those different needs?
We treat everybody the same. Everyone has the same access to the service, but we do make some provisions for those who are most vulnerable in the community.
So you kind of offer almost customized support for some people who need it.
We can do it. Yeah, there are different levels of help and advice. It could be that you could be helped at one of our information centres, perhaps over the telephone. If your inquiry is more complex, then you could be seen by one of our caseworkers who could then explore your problem.
Have you come across such cases where you've had to deal with someone one-to-one like that?
I have, yes. A recent client of ours, their benefits had been stopped, and at the same time their partner had died from alcoholism and they were a lone parent. The client also themselves suffered from depression and anxiety as well.
So how did CAB come in?
We intervened and investigated the issues around the benefits and helped them appeal the decisions. We also provided the family with emotional support and food bank vouchers. It took 4 months to resolve the benefit problem, and during that time, the client's mental health was exacerbated. And then the client was also facing eviction because they couldn't pay their rent arrears. It was a very complex case, and the caseworker explored the benefit issues and the debt issues and helped them manage their money and get the benefits reinstated, and also helped them with grievance counselling and get into contact with mental health charities like Mind.
Okay. It was almost like a wraparound sort of support for the client.
Not it was.
Just
there was
benefits. When you think Citizens Advice Bureau, think benefits.
Of course, most inquiries you find, they overlap with different subject areas. For example, in this case, the main issue was the benefits, but there's also a family breakdown. There was debt issues, housing issues, and it got to the point where the client was obviously there, and mental health was exacerbated, and they couldn't afford food for themselves and the child, or gas and electric, so it got very, very difficult for them. But we managed to explore the issue and get the benefits reinstated. The client, it was a good outcome for the client.
When you say good outcome, what does that mean? How is she now?
She is in her property, her benefits are back in place, she's receiving grievance counselling, her child's doing better at school, and she knows she can come back to us for any other issues.
So your message then is that if people come to you at CAB, then they can benefit in many different ways, not just
Yeah, we encourage people to come to Bureau for any issue, no matter how minor or complex. There will be some help that we can provide and hopefully improve that person's life.